single bouquet. I saved a flower for myself, put it in between the pages, but now they're writing on the shelf. Did you do it cause you wanted to, or cause the world was watching you? My God, what a joke. In the final moments you choked. You said if you had a time machine, you'd take back what you did to me.
You're listening to an episode of the Jumper Cable Records podcast. I'm Kiara Davies. If you are tuning in on YouTube, we have our tech man behind the camera, my husband, Dallin Davies, and we are both here sitting in Nashville with singer-songwriter Kenzie Kate.
Hello.
I'd like me to add a little applause there. Kenzie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
We're stoked to have you with us. I'm honestly fangirling over here. I've followed you on TikTok since the beginning of this year, and you have so much content. You have original songs, you have cover songs, and I can't describe your voice. You all have to just go check out her TikTok and listen for yourselves. Your voice is out of this world.
Thank you.
But we're honored to have you here and excited for everyone to get to know you. Let's break the ice with some rapid fire questions.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Okay. This would you rather question is brought to you by your debut single,
Time
Machine. Ow!
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. Okay. So would you rather erase your own memories or erase someone else's memories of you?
Ooh.
I thought this was so relevant to your song. I was like, ooh, I don't know what I would choose.
Oh my gosh. What kind of memories? Like all my memories or my memories of one person?
Oh, that's a good question. I stole this off Google.
No. I think I'd erase someone else's memories of me. Okay. Like something that I've done really embarrassing.
That's a good point.
And just like they can't remember it anymore.
That's genius. I didn't even think about that point. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Embarrassing. Oh, yeah.
Just wipe it out.
That's way better. I was like, I don't know. I feel like there's so much emotion there. I don't know. That's a great, that's a great answer. You nailed that.
Try my best.
So we were just talking a minute ago. You're in your sophomore year at Belmont University.
Yes.
You've been in Nashville for a little minute. I'm guessing you've had friends and family visit maybe at one point.
Yeah. Yes.
In your opinion, what are three must do, must see, must go, must eat, whatever places to take Nashville tourists?
I always love to take people that visit me to 12 South because I love, especially on the weekend, they have the cute little vintage pop-up shops and I eat those right up. Like I get half my clothes from there and it's like really expensive and probably too overpriced, but still I recommend.
Yeah. There's a novelty there.
It's That's awesome. Cool. And then there's some really good coffee on 12 South too. I like Portland Brew a lot. Frothy Monkey has really good coffee.
Yeah. Frothy Monkey.
And even though it's basic, like, you have to go to Pancake Pantry. Like, the pancakes are so good. Like, I've never had such a good pancake before.
To be honest, I don't think anything's basic in Nashville.
Yeah, it's just like every time you go to Nashville, you have to go to Pancake Pantry. But, like, you really do. You really have to go to Pancake Pantry.
There's a reason it's hyped up, so.
Yeah, there's a reason why there's a line out the door.
There you go. Those are the three.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it would have taken me a minute. Well, so you've been in Nashville for a little bit, but you originally hail from Buffalo, New York. Yes. And before this interview, I was telling you that I've never been.
Yeah.
It's on my bucket list. But for those of us who have never been, can you sum up Buffalo in like 10 words or less? You started like a few minutes ago. You started mm-hmm. off like wings and...
I would say to sum up Buffalo as a whole, cold... wings, pizza, football, and drunk. Everybody just likes to get real drunk, jump on some white tables, and scream about the Bills.
Yeah.
That's the best way to sum it up.
That sounds super fun. So cold.
Mm-hmm. Very cold.
Not cold wings, just cold, comma, wings.
Cold, comma, wings. No.
Not cold pizza.
Hot wings.
Yeah, hot wings. Hot pizza.
Hot pizza.
Cold beer.
Cold beer. Sure. Sure. I don't like beer. I'm a pretty little girl. I don't drink beer. So I don't know about all that. But sure, cold beer.
Yep. Yep. All mm-hmm. right. I think that, you know, gives me a pretty good idea.
Yeah, of what to expect.
What to expect. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, you're Kenzie. Ready. You're prepared Thanks. Now. Snow. Snow too.
Oh, yeah. Snow.
A lot of snow.
I plan on going in the summer, though, so let's skip all that. Is there still snow out there?
The latest it will snow is, like, May, like, okay. early May, which is still insane.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
Too much.
But it'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, like I said a little bit ago, we started following you on TikTok earlier this year because you just have this beautiful, raw voice. And so over the last several months, we feel like you've already found like such a good place in Nashville, but also in the social media world. You almost have 40,000 followers on TikTok alone, over 5 million likes. We want to check in with you for a little bit. It's like, how are you doing? How does it feel to have some kind of influence on this ginormous platform?
Oh, I don't think I've ever considered it. I literally like forget that people can see me when I post things. Like I'll post something like a rant and my mom will text me and be like, what was that? And I'm like, I like have no concept that people can see what I post online, which is a problem. Like I probably should pay better attention to it. But like, I don't really think about it because I don't even know how to comprehend that. Like I grew up watching and like praising influencers like on YouTube, like a total like fangirl for like all these artists. Like I was obsessed with Halsey in middle school, obsessed oh, yeah. with Melanie Martinez,
oh my gosh.
Troye Sivan, like all of that. And I like religiously like watched their every move on like Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, like everything. So to even think that I might have like the smallest fraction of the hold that they had on me, on like somebody out there in the world, I could not get that through my head. Like when I see people who consistently comment on my posts and I'm like, they're not like a friend or a family member. I think it's wild. Like, I'm like, That's I cannot so cool. believe that you like come to my page to watch me.
Honest to goodness. Yeah. Fan. I'm a fan.
Like that's so crazy.
Well, so I think that it's cool. I think yeah. that even though like, that kind of makes it better that you have no like concept yeah. of what a big influence you have on people. Just, I think that makes you more vulnerable because then you're willing to be real and yeah. not put up a facade or filter yourself, which, you know, some of us do need filters, but I think, you know, to an extent that's a great thing.
Yeah. I don't like to worry about it too much. Like posting something and being like, oh my God, like 39,000 people could see this.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm just like, I don't know. I just wanted to post it. So yeah. if people like it, then they like it. And if they don't, then that's okay.
Word. Yeah.
You can scroll away.
That is wild. I can't even imagine 39,000 people.
Yeah. I don't know.
So one of your more recent videos, you talked about how TikTok is changing the music industry. And, you know, that's the one where I was like, okay, I need to reach out to her because it is such a prevalent topic right now in the music industry, how yes. TikTok is changing it. In it, you mentioned that TikTok is its own genre, which I thought was profound. It's so true. Your single Time Machine has over 25,000 streams, which is nuts, but you are actually seeing firsthand how the music industry is changing. What are your thoughts on that?
It is insane, like, how much I've seen the music industry change from when I was, like, 15 to now when it's blown up and, like, I'm 18. And it's only been 3 years, and it has, like, revolutionized the entire music industry.
Truly, yeah.
It's crazy. But, like, I could sit here and be like, oh, TikTok ruined the music industry, and, like, art is so cheap now. But then, like, also, like, I have to be really grateful because TikTok is what gave me the platform to be able to put my own music out.
Yeah.
There's definitely like a good balance of it. Like, I think it plays a huge factor in releasing songs nowadays. Like, if that song can get that like 15 second of fame on TikTok, like, does it have that like relatability factor or like a trend that someone's going to do? And I don't want to like put myself in that box of like having to write music so that yes. it could like pop off on TikTok. Yeah. But I don't know. It really has changed the music industry so much. And I do think it's it's its own genre. Like, you go on Spotify and there's playlists that are called like TikTok, like hot on TikTok right now, or like hot, like rising internet or something. And it's just like all like TikTok songs.
True.
Yeah. And they do all have like a very similar vibe to him. It's like, I hate my boyfriend. Yes, like,
they do have a sound. Sucks.
Yeah, they have a sound. They definitely have a sound. And Time Machine might fit into that. But like, if it's benefiting like me and my fans who like to listen to my music, then like, I'm all for it.
Well, so you're a music business major at Belmont.
Yes.
So like, this is on the forefront of your mind every single day. Yes. Is this generally like in the music business student world, is it seen as a positive change in the industry or a negative change? Bring us in on the inside.
On the inside.
Yeah.
I feel like in my classes, they definitely talk about like the importance of social media.
Yeah.
But considering a lot of my professors too worked in the industry like before social media.
Yeah.
So, but the advice that I'm usually given when working with people in the industry is like post every single day, like post multiple times a day, like TikTok, 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 to the point where I'm like, oh my God, like I'm sick of this. I'm sick of getting on that clock app. But like, it's true. Like, it really is important. And the people that I've worked with in the industry will tell you that. But as far as my professors go, it's a lot of just like, here's the typical term for what a manager will sign you for. But so I think they don't really, they haven't grasped like the extent of how it has affected the music industry or how it's affecting new artists.
It is so rapid. It's, like, I don't think anyone can keep up with it.
Yeah, because it's changing like every single day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that would be really exhausting for an artist.
Yes.
A lot of our listeners, a lot of our viewers are artists, and you know, we feel you. For sure.
I get it. It is not a good feeling to be burnt out from posting on social media when all you are doing is like being told to post on social media.
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
Amen.
Yeah. I just want to write songs.
Exactly. And obviously you've grown so much as an artist since we first started following you, but you are juggling a lot. As we've mentioned, you are a college student and you're navigating all that that entails. Which is a lot, moving away from home. Can you tell us how you got here? Like, what were the decisions to move over this way to go to Belmont?
Oh my gosh, I can't make decisions. So my senior year of high school, I was like going through an existential crisis. I was like, what am I going to do with my life? I thought I was going to be a nurse for like all of high school. Like, I was convinced I was going to be a nurse practitioner for babies. Like, I wanted to be a neonatal nurse practitioner because I love babies and, like, kids. Yeah. So I originally, like, had my deposit down on, like, a state school in New York. Like, was going to go to school, like, 40 minutes away from my house. Like, I was going to stay home. And then literally, like, April of my senior year, like, everybody had decided where they were going to school. Everything was figured out. My parents were like, Kens, like, you don't want to be here. Like, we know, like, what are you doing? Like, we know you want to go away. Like, aww. I really, really think you should apply to Belmont. Because we had been down to Nashville a few times and I always just like loved it. Like, I loved it. I auditioned for The Voice here. That's the first time that I came here when I was 15. I did like a cattle call audition for The Voice. And it was just like, I don't like it. It felt, this sounds so like cringy, but it felt like magical. Like, I was like, I'm a star. I'm in the city. I'm in Music City. I'm auditioning for The Voice. Like, little 15-year-old me was taking on the world. Yeah. So I have such a like special first memory of Nashville. So I always really loved it. And my parents just like always really loved Belmont. And like, I always could kind of see myself there. But then senior year came and I like got some kind of like fear of moving away and like letting go. But so really far into my senior year, I was like, no, I'm going to apply. And then I got in and I was like, oh my God, am I going to go? Literally June. Like, I was done with school. I wasn't even going to school anymore. I was done like late April. I was like, I'm going to put my deposit down on Belmont. And then we went down that weekend for orientation. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go here. Like,
oh my gosh.
I just woke up one morning and my stepdad was like, hey, it's the last day that you can put your deposit down if you want to go. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. Like, something like came over me that day and I was just like, yeah, like I'll go. Like, I'm just going to do it.
It's fate. That's what came over you.
Yeah. I think, I honestly think it was like something that just like undescribable that just was like, yeah, you need to do it. Like, just go. And then like all the other thoughts like of, oh, you can't leave home. You can't be far. Like just left my mind. And I was like, okay,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was weird.
I love that. It's kismet. Like,
yeah,
just, I love that you described it as feeling magical when you're here. Cause you, that's just you finding your element and yeah. like that your parents recognize that you were in your element down here. That is so cool. And yeah. I love that for you.
They're my biggest supporters.
Yeah. Congratulations on everything that's going on with you and your music. So a lot of our viewers and our listeners are musicians and, you know, just going back a little bit to your TikTok following, is there any advice that you can give to our listeners about maybe they're feeling discouraged about breaking mm-hmm. into TikTok or breaking their music online in general? Is there any advice that you can give?
It's hard. Yeah. Like, I feel like I haven't even like broken through yet. Yeah. Broken through yet. I do music, not grammar. But the best piece of advice I can give is like consistency. And I still struggle with that because it's really hard to like put all of this time and energy into writing songs and like performing them and perfecting them. And then also being like, okay, how can I creatively put this out into the world and get people to care about me?
Yes.
Like that's really the question you're asking. It's like, how can I get people to care about my music? So I think it's really important to like showcase who you are like on top of your music, because that is what's going to like draw people back. Like you can like have this insane voice, but people want to care about you as like a person. Like, I think it's really important to like put yourself first alongside the music and like switch it up. Like it gets even more like easily tiring if you're just doing the same thing over and over again. So yeah. Switch it up, be yourself. That's like the best piece of advice. That was my senior quote to bring it back to high school. Be yourself and know that that's good enough. So
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is some stellar advice. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, how can our listeners connect with you? Where can they find you? Where can they hear your music?
You can find me on TikTok at Kenzie Kate. You see how it's spelled there. But if you're just listening, it's like cat, but with an I. My mom wanted to spell it weird. You can take that up with her. Instagram _ Kenzie Kate. Spotify, Kenzie Kate. Time Machine, you can go stream that. My first single, very exciting. That's where you can find me. Yes.
That is excellent. And let's do some shout outs.
Ooh, shout out. I have to shout out my mom. Love that woman.
Hey, mom.
She's so queen. If y'all have ever seen Gilmore Girls, I swear we are like, we're that show.
Lion Rory.
Every time I miss my mom, I just like turn on Gilmore Girls. I'm like, oh, mom, I miss you so much. I also got to shout out my stepdad, though, because he is very supportive. He's always on me about, like, writing music and getting music produced. So I'm very, very thankful to have supportive parents.
That's so awesome.
I could not be here, like, in Nashville without them. So I'm very grateful.
So sweet. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Jumper Cable Records podcast. Please don't forget to rate and review us so we can keep doing these cool interviews. You all just heard from singer-songwriter Kenzie Kate. Check her out on TikTok, stream her latest single Time Machine on Spotify, and stick around for her acoustic exclusive. It is a sneak peek of a brand new song, so turn it up.
God knows I hate you, but in everything I do, I can feel you in my bones. Look away while I change, you're blowing smoke in my face, you know I hate being stoned. And my boyfriend, he's so great, he knows my name and how to spell it the right way. Ooh, soon I'm gonna get rid of you. Ooh, someday you'll be someone I knew. Could take years or months, hours or days. My friends get drunk and curse your name. I get so blue with my new age. My heart still aches, it's phantom pain. You drove 100 down the 65. Don't care.
care if you die. Just wanna hear me cry for you. Had a sinking suspicion the next time would be no different. Always had good intuition. Ooh, soon I'm gonna get rid of you. Someday you'll just be someone I knew. Could take years or months, hours or days. My friends get drunk and curse your name. I get so blue with my new age. My heart still aches, it's phantom pain. If I saw you out, I'd hide my face. Maybe next life I will be more brave. Who do I call when I don't feel sane? My heart still aches, it's phantom pain. I get mean when I miss you. I'd never say it out loud. Convince myself I could fix you. Should've put my foot in my mouth. To give a fool all you've got and have nothing else left to give. I don't want your love back, so right now I'm just trying.
That is phantom.